welcome to yet another episode of the Pest Control Internet Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Patel, CEO of K3 Marketing, a Google Premier partner where we have been perfecting the art of pest control internet marketing since 2005. Welcome back, everybody. It is June, almost halfway through of 2020, and what a year it has been. As if COVID-19 wasn't enough, we recently had the tragedy and incident of George Floyd. My heart goes out to the families. That was a very gruesome and hard video to watch for those of you who watched it. And just like President Trump said, I stand with the peaceful protesters for this injustice. I hope everyone is staying safe. Everyone is safe, and hope business is going well as well. So, what we're going to learn today is negative keywords. If you haven't gone back and listened to or watched on YouTube the episode that I had on keyword match types and another one called analyzing search terms, please go back and watch those. It's going to be very hard for you to understand this episode if you haven't listened to those episodes. So this task of negative keywords, in my opinion, is the most important thing you can be doing as a Google Ads manager or managing your own Google Ads account. You want to ensure that the keywords that you're paying for are quality clicks, okay? And we know how to analyze search terms and look at that, but how do you kind of refine those over time? And that's where negative keywords come into play. It's something that you should be doing, in my opinion, daily in the beginning. And then as it kind of gets better, you can do it weekly. And then once you've really settled in, you can do it monthly. But something that I suggest that you start doing daily, because truthfully, you know, you're losing money every day if certain negative keywords are not added to your campaign. All right. So the strategy that I'm going to explain to you is the way I do it in my agency, and how I do it for all of my clients in the pest control industry. So what you have to do essentially is look at a certain date range. So go into your Google Ads account and sort by, let's say, the last 7 days as an example. And then you go into the keywords tab and you look at search terms. Okay, we've already been here. We've already done this before. Now, what I like to do is look at three columns. So you can modify your columns in the Google Ads platform. And the three columns that I like to look at are the search term, okay? And then the keyword that's associated with that search term. So the keyword. And then I also kind of like to look at the average cost per click for that keyword, okay? And then in addition to that, what we do is create a separate Excel document on the side. So a separate sheet, you know? This is where those two monitors come into play. So if you haven't had experience with working on two monitors, it will change your life. Definitely have, you know, Google Ads open in one and then an Excel document open another monitor. So in the Excel document, you want to also have three columns. You want to look and you want to label these. The bad search term. Okay, I'll explain what these mean. Bad search term, keyword, and then negative keyword. Okay. So what you do is you look through your search terms and you say, this one is bad. All right. Mouse controller not working. Somebody typed that in and my ad got shown and someone clicked on it and I lost $8 on mouse controller not working. Now, obviously, this is not a great search term for you, right? Someone's clearly looking to repair their computer mouse. And then you say, all right, let me pop that into my Excel document. Then the second column, which is the keyword. So which keyword triggered that search term? And in this case, let's assume that the keyword was mouse control. Now, mouse control is a great keyword, granted, if someone simply just typed in mouse control, but it yielded the bad search term, mouse controller not working. So you pop in mouse control in the second column. Now, this is where the tricky part comes into play. You want to add or think about one keyword that you can add into your negative keyword list to ensure that that bad search term does not pop up again. So in my opinion, I think it should be controller, okay? Or perhaps not working, but what if someone types in mouse controller gone bad? Then, you know, you're still gonna have that bad search term come in. So I would add the keyword controller as a negative. So in my Excel document, I have the bad search term, which is mouse controller not working. I have the keyword that triggered that, which was mouse control. And then I had added my negative controller. And then you do that looking at all of your Google Ads data for the date for the range that you specified, and you add in all the bad search terms and you follow that same process. And then once you're finished, you look at your negative keyword list and you kind of glance through it again and you just kind of think, is there any variation of my keywords where any of these negative keywords would still play a part and still be a valid search term? And if the answer is no, then pop those into your negative keyword list. And it's actually very easy to do as well. You simply just go to negative keywords and add it there. You can add negative keywords on a campaign level or even an ad group level. I suggest doing it on a campaign level. Now, sometimes you may think, why would I want to just create this Excel document? Isn't that a little overkill? Can I just kind of look at it and add them? Well, the answer is no, because sometimes you'll realize that the middle column, the keyword, is the root of the problem, okay? But it's not necessarily just the keyword that's an issue. It may be the keyword match type. Right? So maybe mouse control, you still want to keep, but you want to change it from broad match to broad match modify, or broad match modify to phrase match, or phrase match to exact match. So these are different variations that you need to kind of play around with to find the sweet spot to ensure that one specific keyword is not yielding tons and tons of bad search terms. Okay? Or you can just take that keyword out completely. That happens sometimes as well. Never just click on a search term in Google Ads and add to negative, because what Google does, it adds that as a phrase match, and only that match exactly or exact match would be negated. Whereas if you find one word in that whole phrase that is not relevant to any of your searches, then you've really refined your program and you kind of ensured that you're not going to get any other bad search terms that are related to that negative keyword. All right. Hope that made sense. You know, feel free to do some research, reach out to me on pcimpodcast.com if you have any questions, but this is a very, very, very important task, because as you keep refining and get it better and build your negative keyword list, and you have perfect search terms every time, then and only then will you see a great return on investment, because your phone will just be ringing because you're not paying for those bad clicks. Your budget is actually being used wisely. In our agency, we have about 7,000 negative keywords built in the past 15 years. So we ensure that out of 100 search terms, 99 are perfect. So it's important that you kind of build towards that goal. Okay, that's all I have for today. Hope it was helpful. It was definitely very important. Tune in next month. We'll have some more strategies for you guys. Again, I'm Andy Patel, and I will see you guys next time. Thanks for tuning in.